Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted there will be a golden period for 10,000 years within Kali Yuga.
Prabhuji, we met there at Ayodhya on the 22nd. What was the feeling? What did you feel that day?
Krishna, at least you can say 5,000 years back. Ram was at Treta Yuga. See, one Treta Yuga is 8.4 million years. In other words, you see, Brahma's day, 100 Chaturyugas. One Chaturyuga is Satyayuga, Tretayuga, Dwaparayuga, Kali Yuga. So one Chaturyuga all added together is 4.3 million years. And Tretayuga is 84 lakh years. Einstein said, like three dimensions, time is an ontological reality. And we used to call it Kala. Kala is a reality that is moving everything.
So ultimately they are coming.
It's a tattva. Kala is a tattva. And now Einstein said it's a tattva. It is a fundamental principle.
Prabhuji, we met at Ayodhya on the 22nd January at the Pran Pratishtha ceremony. We were already there for the last 15 days. We were shooting a film, you know,
on the
transformation of Ayodhya, on Ram Mandir, on the Ram Mandir movement, you know. So now certain things I wanted to ask you. First of all, what was the feeling? What did you feel that day while being there in the Pran Pratishtha ceremony at Ayodhya?
It was an enthralling experience because I would say it's not just simply my subjective experience. There's an objective reality that caused that subjective experience. That objective reality is millions of people's consciousness in this country desiring that the Lord descends today into the Vigraha during Prana Pratishtha. Prana Pratishtha has got two aspects. One is the ritualistic part, the Vedic Vidhi, all the Vidhis. As far as, you know, Supreme Lord is concerned, those Vidhis are set by him only. But at the same time, the other part of Prana Pratishtha is bhakti, devotion. That means according to devotee's devotion, Lord decides to come, not because of your rituals. Rituals are secondary. First, there should be devotion. So there was so much of devotional awakening about Ram. The whole country was vibrating with Ram consciousness. That Ram consciousness could be felt there at Ayodhya on that day. And that spirit of Ram, which was, you know, definitely Lord Rama descended there in that Vigraha. I personally felt he is going to rule once again this whole earth. Ultimately, you know, the Kala, the time, how it changes, it's in his hands. We may play around. Human beings may play around. Just like we have, you know, Kali Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga. That Kala has this, you know, moves according to that. Similarly, I feel it's even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted there will be a golden period for 10,000 years within Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has predicted. And his prediction is based on Bhavishya Purana. In Bhavishya Purana, this also revealed that within this, there will be a golden period. Almost like, Satya Yuga kind of thing will come over time. So this is actually a dawn of a great golden period on earth.
Oh, very nice. Eh? So
mystically it will happen. Mystically, not simply by humans have to try, but miraculously, mystically it will happen. The transformation of consciousness will happen.
So it is the start of that era?
It's the start of that era.
Oh, interesting.
That's why I said dawn.
Yeah, interesting.
It's a start of that. We believe in that, because Sankirtana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the one who said who pulled out from all the scriptures, and he said the essence of practice of all dharma in Kali Yuga is chanting the holy names of God. See, another realization I had when I was sitting in Ayodhya. Ram's name reverberated heavily last 25 years. That Nama Shakti brought down the Lord Rama and made the temple successful, construction successful, all that event happening. Everybody is only a nimitta. So it has happened. There is a divine will behind this entire thing. That we should not forget that.
So no matter how much tests and tribulations, you know, people went through, and how much long struggle, you know, that Hindus fought for, you know, ultimately this was granted to them, you know.
Yeah, it was granted to them, and our, you know, salute to all those great souls who have laid the foundation for us to now peacefully go and have darshan in Ram's place of birth. Another very interesting thing, just see, Krishna, at least you can say 5,000 years back, in a way recent you can say. Ram was a Treta Yuga. See, one Treta Yuga is 8.4 million years. In other words, you see, Brahma's day, there's 100 Chaturyugas. One Chaturyuga is Satyayuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. So one Chaturyuga all added together is 4.3 million years. And Treta Yuga is 84 lakh years out of this. So even you assume that, you know, Rama appeared in the previous Treta Yuga, still we are 8.5 lakh years back that has happened. Look at the purity and the power of that tradition that we have. We are able to locate where he is born. After almost 9 million years, where was he born? That place is still now, in spite of so many elements trying to wipe it out of history, his place is right there.
Absolutely. So do you see a
new... That's called Nitya. Krishna, Rama, Krishna, they're Nitya. Me and you come and go. Our names vanish. But they're Divya, Leela. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, no? Janma karma chamaye divyam evam yo veti tattutaha tektva deham punarjanmaneeti mameti so Arjuna. People think these avataras are like me and you taking incarnation. No, their incarnation are eternally celebrated. They never wiped out of the history of humanity.
Absolutely, you know. So do you think the Pran Pratishtha at Ayodhya, you know, and the Hindus getting back, you know, their Ram Janmabhoomi after such a long 500 years of struggle has marked a new era now.
Definitely.
You know, an era of spiritual awakening.
Awakening.
And an era of Hindu resurgence, you can call it?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And what do you think, you know, now the this thing has moved now to Gyanvapi, and the soon, you know, the Krishna Janmabhoomi is coming, you know. What are your thoughts on Gyanvapi?
No, I think we have a right and a duty to, as Hindus, to reclaim these places. There's no doubt about that. In fact, after Ram Janmabhoomi, I would say that they should happily hand over.
You're right.
They should happily hand over. So because ultimately we are, our Sanatana Dharma is accommodating the whole world. It accommodates every human being within its umbrella. So in the same, in that sense, we want everybody to live very happily in India. So they should write, give us back those places. The Muslims should hand over those places.
Absolutely.
To us. And not that we are asking every other thing. See, actually, these are our key places.
Yeah.
These are all our national identity. Krishna is our national identity.
Absolutely.
Rama is our national identity. Shiva is our national identity.
Absolutely.
We cannot, you know, keep quiet anymore watching this. Hundreds and hundreds of years we have kept quiet. Now we cannot keep quiet.
Absolutely. And Prabhuji, especially, you have a very strong presence, you know, ISKCON has a very strong presence in Mathura, in Vrindavan, you know, the place of Bhagwan Krishna. And we have seen the plight, you know, of the Krishna Janmabhoomi there, you know. You know, this, it is high time that, you know, this, even Krishna Janmabhoomi is reclaimed, you know.
Definitely. Whatever is required for that, from my side, you know, if I can participate with you in making any little effort towards that direction in the form of, you know, different types of, you know, endeavors, organizational endeavors, advocacy, all this, I am out for it. It is very important. Otherwise, we are not doing our duty to Lord Krishna.
Absolutely, you're right. And I think the circumstances are now moving in that direction.
Right.
You know, there is a lot of awakening, you know, there is a lot of Hindu
the vehicle
pride,
has,
you know.
The vehicle has got into the first gear.
Yeah.
From inertia to move out is a very difficult. Now it will just gain speed.
Mm.
Gear 2, gear 3, gear 4.
Mm. Very, very correct. Very well said. Yeah. Talking about Vrindavan, I went to your Vrindavan temple, right. Chandradev temple, you know,
right.
Just 2 months back. They're inspired to see, you know, what all you are doing. I would like to just touch upon, you know. And I was told there that you are also, you know, taking up some social projects, you know, some environmental projects in Vrindavan, you know. Can you just touch upon, you know, the significance of all this and your vision and your work, you know, in Vrindavan?
Pratyam is about dedicating to Dubai our rich cultural heritage, the essence of Bharat. We are bringing to life the echoes of our glorious past.
We need organizations like Pratyam.
It is old as well as the new rise.
Pratyam Hindu ke gaurav ki gatha gata hai.
60 saal mein humne jo khoya viraasat ke roop mein, sanskruti ke roop mein, usko wapas lane ka kaam kar rahe hain.
Our mission goes beyond creating content. We are sparking a cultural renaissance.
Pratyam ek uttishchat ka naad hai.
Hindu samaj ko jodne ke liye aur sachchai dikhane ka kaam Pratyam dwara ho raha hai.
कई दशकों की एक आवश्यकता को प्राचम पूरा कर रहा है
प्राचम इज पुटिंग आउट एज एन अर्जेंट सिविलाइजेशन इंपेरेटिव
गुलामी की मानसिकता अगर कहीं पर भी अंदर धसी हुई हो ना उसको उखाड़ फेंकने का काम प्राचम का कंटेंट करता है
लॉन्चिंग द वर्ल्ड्स फर्स्ट हिंदू ओटीटी प्लेटफॉर्म इज जस्ट द बिगिनिंग वी हैव मच मोर टू अचीव
पूरा जन जन सत्य से तथ्य से और यथार्थ से परिचित होगा
आपका ये प्रयत्न ईश्वर की आराधना ही है
काउंटर नैरेटिव का आंदोलन आरंभ हो चुका है
प्रथम इज डूइंग एन एक्सीलेंट जॉब टू गिव यू नॉलेज व्हिच यू डोंट गेट इन स्कूल
I absolutely love it.
I'm very happy to be a part of the Pratyam family.
I extend my best wishes to you and your entire team.
एक बहुत बड़ी सनातन की सेवा हो रही है उसके लिए मैं हृदय से प्राचम का अभिनंदन करता हूँ
Your support can turn this vision into reality.
Pratyam is doing a very, very good job.
We Sanatanis need Pratyam.
People are going back to their roots.
It's important for our country.
Arm yourself with the knowledge.
It's almost like a movement.
This is a visionary endeavor.
Pratyam ko safalta ke liye sadhuwaad.
Amazing job.
Strongly recommend do your contribution.
Support them, subscribe them.
By donating to Pratyam, you are just not giving. You are investing in our culture, our future and our children.
Reaching out to the people with the results of the research, I wish them all the very best.
Join us on this journey. Donate today and become part of a timeless legacy.
You know, basically the Vraj development means development of the people of Vraj we laid the seed of it by feeding all the children in Raj, in government schools today, Akshay Patra. That is one. Then to empower Raj women, they have started setting up kitchens which are all women managed kitchen. Cook to manager to security to transporting, everything Raj women to hand. So they get their employment. It's such a dignified thing to work for giving prasadam to children. What is greater satisfaction for a woman than feeding the children? So that is one aspect we have right now. We started Akshay Patra with a centralized kitchen, which feeds about 1.5 lakh children every day. But we thought that, okay, now 1.5 lakh children are being fed every day. But technology is also, you know, the benefit of that is not going to people who cook. Means, in other words, if we decentralize this kitchen into many women managed kitchens, more people will get this seva opportunity. So we are slowly opening many smaller kitchens in Raj where it can be
very nice.
So this is one aspect. Another aspect is, you see, we want to put Vrindavan's spiritual heritage on a global level. Okay, Prabhupada took Krishna consciousness to the world.
Absolutely.
Right. Now people get so excited about Krishna all over the world, and they come here to India. They see the present Vrindavan, the way it is kept. You see in Vrindavan, Krishna's place, the cows are eating plastics. There is no proper garbage management. And this is a very sad thing. We are all responsible for it. Kali baat karne se nahi hota hai. Kaam karne ka hai. So we want to make sure that different aspects of Vrindavan, cleanliness of Vrindavan, one aspect. Drainage aspects. Every time I walk through those gullies, I think, India is, GDP is going up and all these things. But this, 30 years back, I saw the same gully with the open drain. So now you cannot demolish building. Gullies are gullies. Gullies has its own beauty, no doubt. But we can make them very beautiful.
Yeah.
We can create good drainage systems, garbage management. All these things, we have to do it. Doing that there is different from doing in some other village. Because here, people come know this Krishna's place. And they cannot relate these two things. Of course, now those who are beyond this material vision, they see Vrindavan everywhere. They don't care this thing and all that. But you cannot expect, as you said, people from one level, you have to bring them to another level. So we have to give them a good experience of Vrindavan. That way you just see Ram Janmabhoomi, the kind of development that Yogiji is planning. To give that kind of a feel to the pilgrims who come there. And definitely Ayodhya will become a global hub of religious tourism. So similar thing we want to make, this heritage tower that we are building in Vrindavan. 700 feet high tower on the same model as Radha Madan Mohan, which is a small structure, but the model is same. And our youngsters, when they see glamorous structures, that is one thing about Krishna ISKCON movement, that we try to do just like this temple architecture. I integrated traditional architecture and modern elements, architectural elements, the glass, all that you see. So according to times, we have to attract the people. So something from the known, we should bring them to their unknown. Today, Western values are very well known to to all the youths. And they look forward to that kind of a living, that kind of a thing, everything. we should not eliminate that. We should mix that and give us the true medicine for the soul, which is our Vedic knowledge. So to attract them, we need to have even other ways. Godliness is next to, cleanliness is next to godliness. It is our duty to keep our temples and our dham very clean. We have failed in that. Now it is a time for us to do that. So this is one of the most important seva. Through that, our project in Vrindavan Chandrodaya Mandir, the tallest, it is going to be the tallest religious structure in the world.
My God.
And there is going to be Krishna, Rukmini, the Krishna, Radharani, Ashtasakhi temple. There, and a huge temple hall with 10,000 people can stand and have the. So it's going to be another very impactful, iconic religious structure where people from all over the world would hop to Ayodhya, then to Mathura, to Vrindavan temple.
That's amazing.
We are done in a huge 100-acre premises, keeping in mind all the possible infrastructure facility that are required. If 50,000 people are visiting every day, that much we have kept in mind and we are designing that whole place. If you see Krishna's birthplace, Janmabhoomi, there, the infrastructure, whatever you do, will be limited because surrounding development. I have been thinking of ways by which how we could connect Janmasthan with Vrindavan Chandrodaya Mandir. So that, the transportation system, all those things, everything will get, in Ayodhya at least, 80 acres are there and they are planned. And the government itself is putting a lot of infrastructural facility, roads, access and all those things, guest houses, all those things. It's changing. So that kind of a change, that kind of a support facility for Krishna Janmasthan can happen in Vrindavan. There are more lands.
You're right, absolutely. And I'm sure when we reclaim the Krishna Janmabhoomi, this is all going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's not far from now,
Yes.
It's in the very near, immediate future this is going to happen,
Let's
then the government will have, the more focus and attention, at the Mathura and Vrindavan too,
The kind of, you can't imagine 10 lakh people sometimes in some festivals. From where all they come? Earlier probably they were from UP and Haryana and all. But today it's different. Prabhupada's lot of preaching has happened. From all the cities, the people have taken up Krishna consciousness in thousands. So, aap jaiye abhi Vrindavan, koi festival ka time mein, kidhar bhi dekho, you will see people from different cities in India with the Japamala. So it's that is another indication of Hindu resurgence.
Beautiful.
Indication. You go to, you take a picture, what happened, what was Vrindavan, the number of people visiting about 25 years back, because I have seen Vrindavan from the time I joined ISKCON 1980s, and what is today Vrindavan in terms of number of people visiting. It's big difference is happening, and I would say many of these, as you rightly said in the beginning, in our younger days, there was huge communication barriers.
You're right.
Today it's all opened up.
Yeah.
So it's a big blessing for this opening up of communication is a blessing for good and a bane for the bad things.
You're right.
Okay. So this is so we should take advantage of all this, net, OTT, this, everything, to get across to the people.
Absolutely.
Our national pride, our civilizational pride.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and as I said, first gear is on. Vehicle has started, first gear is on.
Yeah. This is what we are also, at Pracham we are trying, endeavoring for this only, That we should reach out to more and more people and spread this awareness.
No, it's a great service. It's a great service. You should diversify into further varieties of communications. there may be very creatively, you know, at school levels, because now you're doing for, you know, adults. Probably you must be having in your master plan something for school children.
Yeah, we have that now.
You have that.
So we already started Pracham Kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we already started that. Very good. You know, for we thought, you know, that the sanskar should be given when they are very, very young, you know, small, you know. So we have started, you know, a dedicated channel of Pracham Kids, you know, on our OTT.
So good, so wonderful.
And we have the 48 episodes are out already, you know. Ah. Yeah. And again, as you said, you know, these beautiful inspirational stories about, you know, from our Upanishads, from Puran, you know, from, you know, our Ishta, from Aradhya, you know.
And we would now to, as in our younger days, most of the schools everywhere we saw were missionary schools.
Yeah.
Days have changed now.
Yeah.
Okay. So we go to the schools where, you know, right now in Bangalore, many schools we are doing cultural intervention along with their this thing.
You're right.
So it is this, if you created so many material for children, for their cultural, give a cultural impact of Sanatana Dharma to them.
Yes.
We will contribute towards propagating that through all the schools that we are doing our cultural intervention.
That's an amazing thought, you know. Because you have created Akshay Patra for food. May you create Akshay Patra for knowledge as well. And disseminate this knowledge.
Yeah, so nicely said. That Prabhupada will be very pleased. Very happy.
Yeah. You know, amongst the children, amongst the youth,
yes.
We have to align them. We have to harmonize them. We have to make them realize that what a great civilization we are. We have to make them take pride, you know, in what we are, you know. And once they are, you know, full of this, you know, pride and, you know, this civilizational awareness, then they can really, you know, do great work
and
in life.
The real pride is our civilizational knowledge brings all good to humanity. When people realize that, you're doing good. It's not about, no, I'm Hindu, everybody should come, you know, appreciate Hinduism. You first appreciate Hinduism. Real appreciation of Hinduism is its deep message. And the when you follow that Hindu culture, that samskara, what happens to your consciousness? Peace, prosperity, happiness is a consequence. So everybody wants that. So India can be the Vishwaguru to tell them this is a path towards peace, happiness and prosperity.
Absolutely.
Pracham is about dedicating to Dubai our rich cultural heritage, the essence of Bharat. We are bringing to life the echoes of our glorious past.
We need organizations like Pracham.
It is old as well as the new rise.
Pracham Hindu ke gaurav ki gatha gata hai.
60 saal mein humne jo khoya viraasat ke roop mein, sanskruti ke roop mein, usko wapas lane ka kaam kar rahe hain.
Our mission goes beyond creating content. We are sparking a cultural renaissance.
Pracham ek uttishchat ka naad hai.
Hindu samaj ko jodne ke liye aur sachchai dikhane ka kaam Pracham dwara ho raha hai.
कई दशकों की एक आवश्यकता को प्राचम पूरा कर रहा है
प्राचम इज पुटिंग आउट इज एन अर्जेंट सिविलाइजेशन इंपेरेटिव
गुलामी की मानसिकता अगर कहीं पर भी अंदर धसी हुई हो ना उसको उखाड़ फेंकने का काम प्राचम का कंटेंट करता है
लॉन्चिंग द वर्ल्ड्स फर्स्ट हिंदू ओटीटी प्लेटफॉर्म इज जस्ट द बिगिनिंग वी हैव मच मोर टू अचीव
पूरा जन जन सत्य से तथ्य से और यथार्थ से परिचित होगा
आपका ये प्रयत्न ईश्वर की आराधना ही है
काउंटर नैरेटिव का आंदोलन आरंभ हो चुका है
प्रचम इज डूइंग एन एक्सीलेंट जॉब टू गिव यू नॉलेज व्हिच यू डोंट गेट इन स्कूल
आई एब्सोल्युटली लव इट
आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ द प्रचम फैमिली
आई एक्सटेंड माय बेस्ट विशेस टू यू एंड योर एंटायर टीम
एक बहुत बड़ी सनातन की सेवा हो रही है उसके लिए मैं हृदय से प्रचम का अभिनंदन करता हूं
योर सपोर्ट कैन टर्न दिस विजन इनटू रियलिटी
Pracham is doing a very, very good job.
We Sanatanis need Pracham.
People are going back to their roots.
It's important for our country.
Arm yourself with the knowledge.
It's almost like a movement.
This is a visionary endeavor.
Pracham ko safalta ke liye sadhuvaad.
Amazing job.
Strongly recommend do your contribution.
Support them, subscribe them.
By donating to Pracham, you are just not giving. You are investing in our culture. Our future and our children.
Reaching out to the people with the results of the research, I wish them all the very best.
Join us on this journey. Donate today and become part of a timeless legacy.
We don't want to lose anything which is already good. Technology is good, like we are using technology. Because we don't think that, we don't rubber stamp this technology is best. We think, Prabhupada says, Krishna Sambandha Vastuna. You have to see everything at each moment of history as will of the Lord. Use it for propagating Krishna consciousness, for propagating Sanatana. So we use, let us use everything to spread the Ram consciousness, Krishna consciousness. First to the Indians, automatically the West will, because they have no deep stuff. They admittedly, they are based on gross body civilization.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Gross body civilization.
Absolutely.
So that cannot, they cannot go beyond that. Whatever you may struggle with the body, it's a body of dualities.
And that is why subconsciously they are also getting now very inspired and very attracted, you know, towards the Hindu dharma and the our scriptures and
definitely
all that we stand for,
Our
philosophies.
Yes. No, science had its own development and its excitement in terms of overconfidence that we know everything. Till about 1900s, that Industrial Revolution.
You're right.
After that, the next 100 years, till 2000, the kind of discoveries that Einstein, quantum mechanics, relativity, all these things that has happened, and now artificial intelligence that has happened, that is happening, is really, the science has now come to a point from thinking that I know everything to the point that we do not know anything. For science to come to this point is very important.
Right.
They come to this point, at least a large number of scientists have come to this point that we do not know anything. We only know speck of reality. And the kind of theories that is coming out, multiverse and this and that, and the idea of time and space, the whole idea of time is that has come out of relativity, that it is another ontological truth that we already knew.
Yeah.
But Newtonian mechanics, they thought time is a mental construct to understand motion. But Einstein said no, like three dimensions, time is an ontological reality. And we used to call it Kala.
Yeah.
Kala is a reality that is moving everything.
Yeah. So ultimately they are coming.
It's a tattva. Kala is a tattva. And now Einstein said it's a tattva. It is a fundamental principle. It's not a three-dimensional world. From that understanding of time, so many fundamental concepts of gravity itself has changed. In the beginning, they used to believe that gravity means, something is there between this heavenly body and that heavenly body. Kuch chal raha hai, humko nahi maloom hai. Kuch force chal raha hai. Abhi bolte hai, kuch bhi nahi chal raha hai. Wo space-time curvature hai.
So ultimately the world will come to our great Vedic knowledge, ancestral knowledge and wisdom that we have had for thousands of years.
Right. But that also we have to ensure that what is not come out, they are still there in many manuscripts in different parts of India. There are, I know one institute in Melkote, somewhere near Mysore, more than 100,000 palm leaf books, and they are preserved well now, and Westerners have come and they have microfilmed everything. Okay, this I am talking about 25 years back, they have microfilmed everything. Here you go to that library, nobody is there. What treasure could be there with respect to
great treasure?
We don't know nobody. So that's what, there's another thing that they should do, where you should generate, train competent people to learn those, you know, Pali language and or even in local languages, it may be those inscriptions. It is there. Even the sheer volume when I saw, my God, this much. Kya hai sab? We only know our modern textbooks, but here nobody is bothered to read all these things. So we have to uncover those things also.
Definitely.
A project should be there to uncover all those things.
Definitely.
We are doing less work, whereas, you know, these people are taking microfilm, all this content, and they are studying in Germany and they are studying everywhere. And then we do not even know what they are lifting the concept out of and originating as originated from there, which happened in the past.
This is what happened. No, we will definitely work in this direction.
I think Pracham is doing a wonderful service. Your very concept of creating this series of communication material about Vedic sciences, you know, and culture. All these things will go a long way to educate the educated youth.
Absolutely. You see, this is what we noticed that since the spiritual education, the dharmic education is not part of the curriculum. So youth, you know, in their, you know, growing up years, you know, they are confused. You know, they go through an identity crisis. Now, since we have gone through that, I can relate with it, you know, that how difficult was that time for me when I could not figure out anything around me, you know, where I wanted to know, there was a very deep quest for knowledge, but it was not there, you know, anywhere that I could go and, you know, understand it or read it, you know. Now, this thing, since we have gone through, and you too, you know, you have gone through, I believe that the youth should not go through this anymore. You know?
Should not.
So we should have a repository of, you know, such films, you know, and films now, what, so I'm saying films because now the tradition of reading has, you know, really gone down. Eh? People watch films. It is more impactful, you know, and it stays with them.
Yes.
They can share it very easily, in the peer groups, you know.
Right.
So this is why, what I thought, and the West, you know, is very clever. You know, as you said, you know, as Prabhupada faced in his life, you know, they have, you know, vilified us, demonized us, you know, as caste-based society, casteist, you know, and we are oppressors, you know, the Brahminical patriarchy and, you know, all that terms.
All lies,
you know, have been floating around. And it is very, very powerfully prevalent in the West, even today. And what they did was, you know, they started using, you know, the films and the audiovisual medium to actually disorient our youth, you know.
Right.
So since they were, in the cultural and the spiritual upbringing was missing, you know, since their childhood, although a little bit sanskar was coming from the house and from the family, but the curriculum was missing that, you know. So they started weaponizing, you know, these effective tools of communication against Bharat, against the youth of Bharat, against the children of Bharat. Like if you see Swamiji today, Netflix, you know, its sole purpose is to distort, to pervert, you know, the pristine Bharati Sanskriti. You know, the kind of content that they make, the kind of films that they make, the kind of series that they make, you know. Now, in Bharat, there is nobody who can counter this. You know, Bharat has got the greatest tradition of storytelling in the world.
Right.
You see our itihasa. What great stories, you know. You see our Puranas. Amazing stories. Upanishads. You know, folklores, you know,
right.
You know, Jatak Kathayen, Panchatantra, you know, anywhere we go, you know, we have so many stories waiting to be told. And I thought there's nobody who's, you know, willing to tell these stories. So we thought, you know, we will use the same weapons what they're using against us. We'll use it in the same way.
It's a great start. There should be hundreds of such.
There should be hundreds of such, you know. And that's a very noble thought, like Akshay Patra. You take the Akshay Patra of knowledge and wisdom also to the school, you know, and propagate it, you know, and make them watch it. Because I'm sure, and one thing is, this again, you know, the divine grace, Prabhuji, that the greatest following of Pracham is of the youth. Eh?
Really?
Yeah, millions of youth, you know. So many youth, you know, they have, after watching, they got inspired, they got aligned, you know, they got, you know, connected to their roots, and they really look forward, you know, for, I mean, there are discussions all around you, what next Pachyam would be coming up with, you know.
Right. No, it's definitely a game changer.
Yeah.
It's a game changer.
Like you have done so much in your life, you know, such great contributions, you've shared your life journey, your great vision, and, you know, in Vrindavan, you know, the way you are now, you know, thinking, and you're bringing about changes, and you've done the great initiative Akshaya Patra. I'm sure that, you know, as you said, you know, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, a golden era has started.
Yes, golden era has started.
And I'm sure, you know, that our initiatives, they will go a long way.
And I want to give one powerful weapon to do dharmic work, to do Krishna's work, to do Rama's work, is to somehow or the other get more and more people to utter the names of the Lord. It's a very big secret. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nam Nama Kari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti. All Shaktis of God is in His name. So in other words, if this Nama, you see, Krishna is called Vishuddha Vijnana Gana. We think Krishna is a body, you know, of flesh and bones. Right? In His avatara, He would have appeared like
absolutely
that. But actually, Vishuddha Vijnana Gana. Gana means concentrated. Vishuddha, pure sattva. So that is the substance of God's body. Therefore, there is no difference between Him and His name, His Leela, His Dham. There is no difference. You touch any one of them, you are touching God. So you are touching the Nama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If we can promote practice of, or Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, practice of sadhana of repetition, because japa is a very great tradition of our Bharat. Japa is one common thing. Sannyasis, grahasthas, brahmacharis, vanaprasas, the common practice for everybody. That should come back into the life. As I said, if the root is, the seed is good, it'll sprout into a tree. So in the same way, if you want to bring transformation in this country, in the youths also, glory of Ram, glory of Ram's name also. Glory of Krishna, Krishna's names also. What is the power of that japa? Because this sound is Satchidananda sound.
You're right.
It's a reservoir of Satchidananda. Prabhupada gives a very good example. You put a piece of iron in the fire, what happens? Iron slowly gets heated, becomes red hot. So Nama is like this fire. Abhi Amara Chitta is covered with Asat, Achit, and all Nirananda, material ideas of happiness and pleasure, right? It is covered with that, those beliefs. This Nama is Satchidananda. When you chant, it goes through the ears, goes into your heart, and it melts Asat, Achitta, Nirananda, and replaces it with Satchit Ananda.
Beautiful. Amazing. Prabhuji, these are really golden words, and I'm sure our audiences and the followers of Pratyam will be very enlightened, you know, with your words of wisdom, with your inspiring talk, you know, that you gave, you know, this interview. And we shall continue to meet and we will interview.
Definitely.
So today we had a very enlightened master, Madhu Pandit Das Ji Maharaj, with us, talking about his life journey, about, you know, the importance of spiritual education in our lives, right from the early childhood, and, you know, his amazing initiatives of Akshaya Patra, and, you know, the Chandrodaya Mandir, and the upliftment of Vrindavan. So thank you so much, Prabhuji.
I thank you also so much for giving me a chance to speak to your large audience.
It's a great honor.
May all the, you know, audience get inspired, and each of them become an agent to spread our Sanatana Dharma.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Pracham is about dedicating to Dubai our rich cultural heritage, the essence of Bharat. We are bringing to life the echoes of our glorious past.
We need organizations like Pracham.
It is old as well as the new rise.
Pracham Hindu ke gaurav ki gatha gata hai.
60 saal mein humne jo khoya viraasat ke roop mein, sanskruti ke roop mein, usko wapas lane ka kaam kar rahe hain.
Our mission goes beyond creating content. We are sparking a cultural renaissance.
Pracham ek uttishchat ka naad hai.
Hindu samaj ko jodne ke liye aur sachchai dikhane ka kaam Pracham dwara ho raha hai.
कई दशकों की एक आवश्यकता को प्राचम पूरा कर रहा है।
प्राचम इज पुटिंग आउट एज एन अर्जेंट सिविलाइजेशन इंपेरेटिव।
गुलामी की मानसिकता अगर कहीं पर भी अंदर धसी हुई हो ना, उसको उखाड़ फेंकने का काम प्राचम का कंटेंट करता है।
लॉन्चिंग द वर्ल्ड्स फर्स्ट हिंदू ओटीटी प्लेटफॉर्म इज जस्ट द बिगिनिंग। वी हैव मच मोर टू अचीव।
पूरा जन जन सत्य से, तथ्य से और यथार्थ से परिचित होगा।
आपका ये प्रयत्न ईश्वर की आराधना ही है।
काउंटर नैरेटिव का आंदोलन आरंभ हो चुका है।
प्रचम इज डूइंग एन एक्सीलेंट जॉब टू गिव यू नॉलेज व्हिच यू डोंट गेट इन स्कूल।
आई एब्सोल्युटली लव इट।
आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ द प्रचम फैमिली।
आई एक्सटेंड माय बेस्ट विशेस टू यू एंड योर एंटायर टीम।
एक बहुत बड़ी सनातन की सेवा हो रही है, उसके लिए मैं हृदय से प्रचम का अभिनंदन करता हूँ।
योर सपोर्ट कैन टर्न दिस विजन इनटू रियलिटी।
Pracham is doing a very, very good job.
We Sanatanis need Pracham.
People are going back to their roots.
It's important for our country.
Arm yourself with the knowledge.
It's almost like a movement.
This is a visionary endeavor.
Pracham ko safalta ke liye sadhuvaad.
Amazing job.
Strongly recommend do your contribution.
Support them, subscribe them.
By donating to Pracham, you are just not giving. You are investing in our culture, our future, and our children.
Reaching out to the people with the results of the research, I wish them all the very best.
Join us on this journey. Donate today and become part of a timeless legacy.